This is Haley St. Dennis with the Institute for Human Rights and Business, and I'm fortunate to be here in Helsinki, Finland, with Linda Perto.
My name is Linda Pierpa, and I work for the Ministry of Employment and the Economy here in Finland, and I'm responsible for CSR policy here in Finland. And I was also the secretary for the working group who drafted our national action plan on the UNGPs.
So Finland in September published its National Action Plan on Business and Human Rights.
In November 2012 we published our CSR Action Plan, and after that we started working on the Action Plan on the UNGPs. I went through the Edinburgh report, didn't necessarily agree everything stated there, but it helped to draw kind of a picture, made this mind map with the guiding principles and the Edinburgh report. And it was quite clear for us from early on that we would need to incorporate other ministries as well, so that we didn't want it to be our project, our ministry's project, or even ours and foreign ministry's project. We saw that this is something that needs to be intergovernmental. In the spring through 2013, we invited all the ministries to participate in a working group, and most of our ministries said yes and sent either one or two or three representatives. We then published a first draft in December last year, and that first draft was kind of a state of play of business and human rights in Finland. So we went through quite a lot of legislation, projects, organizations, etc., to kind of see what there is and to make it visible how the business and human rights shows itself in a country with a lot of legislation and a lot of systems at work. And there are 60 pages in Finnish of that knowledge. And after we published the first draft, we then asked our stakeholders to contribute whether or not we had missed something and what they expected for the action plan itself, to how they thought that it should look like. And we had a written hearing round, and then we met separately with the NGOs, and then separately with the companies, because it was the first hearing round, so we wanted to kind of test the waters in advance. And then in late April, we published the final proposal for the action plan. And then in September, our ministry presented the plan for the government, and the government gave us a green light. Okay, you can start this proposal. I realized that we might be a bit different from other countries, and saw that this should be something that relates to all ministries.
Right. And why is a national action plan important, would you say?
Well, I think the biggest thing is to help us talk about human rights and what they mean for business, and what the state can do, and what the companies can do, and what the other stakeholders can do. So kind of, I think its biggest importance is to help initiate a discussion and dialogue. And that's definitely something that we need even more, and to help different operators to tell what they are doing and why, and to explain themselves so that there is more transparency. Because that's the only way forward. If you don't know what others are doing, it's impossible to evaluate what's happening.
What is it you hope the action plan will change?
Well, I hope I think that it has already raised awareness on business and human rights. That's the biggest change that it's done. And hopefully, I think in the long run, it should and it will encourage more companies to communicate, not just report, but to communicate on their human rights impact.
Day to day.
Day to day. We are about to organized a set of roundtables around business and human rights with different sectors. So what we hope to achieve with those is to provide more information on what's going on in each sector, what are the specific challenges related to those sectors. And with providing more information, we hope that there could even be an opportunity to create more partnerships, new kinds of partnerships between companies and, for example, NGOs. And one of the biggest issues that we write about in our action plan is public procurement, and I hope that the action plan is will again encourage more and more public procurers to try social criteria, and I hope it will highlight all the tools that we provided for public procurers on social criteria and setting and conducting a socially responsible public procurement. In the long run, I also hope that with the action plan we'll be able to provide more country-specific information for our companies using our embassies around the world, and in that way try to minimize the risks that Finnish companies are facing, but also to tell them about all the opportunities related to business and human rights and CSR in different parts of the world.
You spoke earlier about the fact that you focus both on issues within Finland, but also on issues outside of Finland, to which you may be involved or look to as a government. Mm-hmm. So can you just talk a little bit about that in terms of Finland's sort of role within the rest of the world, really, when it comes to business and human rights?
I think we have a very pragmatic role. We are trying to find solutions that work, then try to tell the rest of the world with what we've done, and hopefully those solutions might help someone else.
So, Linda, thank you very much.
Yeah.
It's been really interesting to hear a little bit more about business and human rights from the Finnish perspective.
Thanks.
Thank you very much.